You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
From the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center, it's 67 and sunny in Goochland. News Radio WRVA time 3:30. A new Washington Post poll shows Democrat Abigail Spanberger maintaining a 12-point lead among likely voters over Republican Winsome Earle Sears in Virginia's governor's race. The poll also shows Democrat Jay Jones now tied with Republican incumbent Jason Miaras in the race for attorney general. In the race for lieutenant governor, the poll has Democrat Ghazala Hashmi widening her lead over Republican John Reed to 7 points. A special prosecutor has been appointed to investigate the plea agreement in Democratic Attorney General candidate Jay Jones's 2022 reckless driving case. WRVA's Charles Pyle has more.
According to a court filing, New Kent Commonwealth's attorney Scott Rennick asked to be recused due to a potential conflict. New Kent Circuit Judge Elliot Bondurant then appointed James City County Prosecutor Nathan Green to serve as special prosecutor in the case. Republican incumbent Attorney General Jason Miaras, who leads Jones in recent polls, is calling on the former Norfolk delegate to suspend his campaign.
It's just not possible for Jay Jones to fulfill his duties of Attorney General under an open and criminal investigation.
Jones served no jail time after pleading guilty to reckless driving. He performed half of his 1,000 hours of community service working for his own political action committee. Charles Pyle, News Radio, WRVA.
Governor Glenn Youngkin has declared a state of emergency to continue food benefits for more than 850,000 Virginians whose federal SNAP benefits will stop on November 1st because of the government shutdown. The declaration will allow Youngkin to use state emergency funds to keep the benefits flowing to protect hungry Virginians in need. More than 30 people, including former and current NBA players and coaches, are charged in connection with illegal gambling schemes. As Fox's Tanya J. Power reports, officials say the mafia was also involved.
One of the two unsealed indictments accuses 31 defendants of participating in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal underground poker games. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocello Jr., says it involves former pro athletes who used cheating technology to steal millions.
The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Cosa Nostra.
The investigation is ongoing. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups is among those charged. Billups, who was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame last year, is in his fifth season as Portland's coach. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Virginia Board of Education voted today to put off a decision on implementing tougher standards on state SOL reading and math tests until after the gubernatorial election. The plan under consideration would phase in higher benchmarks over 5 years. Checking the markets, the Dow is up 196, the S&P is up 48, and the NASDAQ is up 225. I'm Eileen Abbott reporting. Your next news at 4. News on demand at newsradio.wrva.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Friday Eve. The weather, well, you're feeling it, man. It has taken a turn for the chilly, but it's not bad. No, I mean, really, it's not uncomfortable. It's just, man, it was a wake-up call, though, wasn't it? The other thing is this. You're hearing temps that were not quite at that frost warning, but 34 degrees overnight in some of the suburban areas, man, that's getting pretty close. That is getting pretty doggone close. There are a couple of big elections that are coming up. Obviously, you and I have been talking so much about what's happening here in our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. There's a very tight governor's race in New Jersey. There is this election for New York City mayor, a big development today. Eric Adams, who is the mayor and lost support along the way, if you remember, and was running as an independent. Then he dropped out, and then it was Andrew Cuomo, who also lost the Democrat Party nomination to this Mom Danny character. And long story short, today, Eric Adams endorsing Andrew Cuomo. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be enough to turn the tide. But it's a lot of stuff in play. And there's nobody better at analyzing all of this than my friend, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. He's been looking at this from all sides for a long, long time. I say it each time he's here. Truly one of the finest talk radio pros I've ever heard, and an incredibly effective guy in terms of organizing and getting people into the process and changing voting patterns in many ways. Anyway, just a solid, solid guy, and that's why he's here every Friday Eve. Brian, thank you for being here, man.
Oh, hey, thank you for that. Yeah, all my New York friends on social media are tearing each other's hair out over that mayor's race.
Oh, good Lord. What is going to happen up there, do you think?
Well, I think it's like the Titanic, you know, and it's just going straight to the iceberg, and you want to steer it away, but I don't think there's time to steer it away. I think it hits the iceberg. And I think that the worst scenario is what prevails there. I don't know how else to say it, because I mean, you've got two campaigns, Cuomo and Sliwa, the Republican, who just have not had a lot of energy. And you've got this man, whatever dude, terror, you know, supporter guy, Hamas mm-hmm. lover guy, who seems to have captured the foreign born voters and, you know, the far left and la 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 la. And the next thing you know, it's 25 years after 9/11 and a terrorist is the mayor.
God, this, none of us, right? None of us could have predicted this September the 11th, 2001, that, as you say, 25 years later, the guy who was apparently looks like he's going to be elected mayor is hanging out with one of the major supporters of that action and very, very friendly towards Hamas. Good Lord. What has happened to New York? Is it just people moving hate America?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a doomsday scenario. But, you know, the thing is, with the vote split between Sliwa, the Republican, who, you know, I mean, I've liked Curtis in the past. I'm sure you know Curtis because he's been in and around talk radio for decades. And, you know, he quit his WABC show middle of the show the other day because he was mad because the station owners and management have been trying to get him out of the race. With the sense that Cuomo's the only, you know, Cuomo's the lesser of two evils, basically, and that's how kind of people have been going. You know, nobody here is trying to say that Cuomo is some kind of good guy, because he's not. He's a bad guy, but Cuomo is not trying to, you know, have more airplanes hit towers, you know? Right. I mean, he's not trying to wipe out the city. Yeah. So I think that's the distinction.
Wow. It's another reason that I'm happy not not to be a resident of New York. I see those on a regular basis, happy not to be a resident of New York. But I do wonder if it's going to be one large educational process, Brian, that that guy is going to screw up that city so badly that it actually is a benefit for conservatives and Republicans long term, because everybody's just going to say, look, here, there, this is socialism on full display. The city is dying and crumbling in front of our eyes.
Well, I agree with you. We always need a few juicy targets. And what you're going to have here is an AOC kind of character on steroids that will be an incredible fundraising tool for us and will be an incredible target for Trump. But at the same time, I don't want to lose New York City to mayhem and terror and disaster because, you know, I mean, I happen to kind of like the city. I mean, you know, it has its ups and downs, but it can be a fun place here and there. Yeah. I don't like it when it's too dangerous to visit, you know, and that's the thing. So, you know, I mean, I like having good political targets like him, and he'll be right out of central casting, but I don't want to lose our largest city in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great point. It is a great point. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how that whole thing shakes out. Brian, as I'm sure you're aware, the embattled, I'd like to use that term, embattled Democrat nominee for attorney general here in Virginia is now under an active criminal investigation and still will not get out of the race. And the folks running above him, Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi, are not calling for him to get out on the race. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that they are, and this is what I, you know, just, I took a fresh look at the polls just before this, you know, just before you called me today. And, you know, I think that they are believing those polls. There was a Washington Post poll that showed the Democrats in good shape, even showed the attorney general's race as a dead heat tie, which I find hysterically funny. There is no way that could be the case. There is a, when you see that, you know, you could throw out the rest of the poll. Right. But poll after poll has showed Spanberger ahead. You know, they're showing, I mean, 9 points, 12 points, whatever. And, you know, just remember back to, what was it, November 2016?
Oh, yes.
and let's see. Hillary has a 93% chance of being elected. That was the New York Times. Remember that? And the Washington Post, too. 93-94% chance of being elected. And, you know, so, but what I think it speaks to, Jeff, is that polls now are, especially the left-wing polls, are strictly for propaganda purposes and not at all to gauge who is actually ahead, you know, who's actually winning. It's all about convincing you that it's inevitable. You might not even bother to vote, you know, if you're a Republican or whatever, and you certainly shouldn't bother to donate to the Republicans because they're going to lose, that kind of thing. There was a Suffolk poll also, wasn't quite as bad, I think, as the Washington Post poll. But, you know, the closest poll that I've seen is the most accurate pollster, and that's Trafalgar, which showed it about a 5-point race. And that's basically within the margin of error, and that was taken within the last week. So, again, if I'm telling you, Jeff, if every one of your listeners, you know, made an effort not only to vote, but to get everyone around them to vote, this race would not be close. It would not.
I agree with you. And I have to tell you this, Brian, I'm looking at some of the stuff that Spamberger's done just in the last week, a couple of days ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, which to connect it to you, it's a college town, ultra left wing. It's a little bit like Cambridge, right? Very, very similar to Cambridge. She brought in this Pete Buttigieg, as well as Bill Nye, the pseudoscience guy, to hold a rally in Charlottesville. And coming in a couple of days is Barack Obama. Now, that indicates to me that maybe their internal polls are saying, hey, this is not nearly the blowout that some of the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
These other people are telling us.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, that's exactly the same thing that we saw last year. I mean, we saw that the polls they were releasing publicly showed, you know, Harris a few points ahead or whatever. And then we find out after the election's over, oh, Harris's people knew all along she could never win because she was always behind in her internal polling. So they have two sets of polls, just like two sets of books, you know, if you're a shady accountant or whatever.
Or an NBA player, apparently.
Oh, and you're rigging poker games? Oh, yeah, on behalf of the mob? Yeah, wow. Wow. Oh, boy. What a mess. Oh,
do you think it works? And, you know, El Cid, of course, is La Cosa Nostra. I'm thinking LCNBA. You just put them all together when you're doing the story.
Oh, yeah. No, that story is crazy. That's like a movie plot.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm assuming you must have been talking about it already on your show.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, no, that's nuts. Yeah, so you've got two sets of polls, basically, Jeff. You've got the internal polls that they keep to themselves that has the truth, and then the polls they release to the public, which have the lies.
Yep.
And so there is no reason to be discouraged. And the thing is, Winsome has run a beautiful campaign. Beautiful. I mean, there's virtually nothing I would do differently than what she's doing. The only advice I would have for her right now is to just keep pounding away at Spanberger. I would crank it up to 11 and 12 if you can. Just crank it up and keep nailing Spanberger. I think Winsome is doing it right, and she's a candidate we can be proud of no matter what happens on Election Day.
Fair enough. Hey, Brian, I want folks to sign up. I want them following the Media Equalizer. Remind everybody the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. So that is Facebook.com/Media Equalizer. One word, Media Equalizer, or Facebook.com/Red Wave America. One word, Red Wave America.
All right. I love it. I appreciate it, brother. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer, 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.